This is Monday Motivation, episode number 354. Welcome to the Melissa Ambrosini Show. I'm your host, Melissa, best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl and Open Wide. And I'm here to remind you that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Each week, I'll be getting up close and personal with thought leaders from around the globe, as well as your weekly dose of motivation so that you can create epic change in your own life and become the best version of yourself possible. Are you ready, beautiful? Before we kick off this episode, I need to tell you about my brand new book, Purposeful: 10 Steps to Overcoming Fear and Living Your Dream Life. This is an Audible original, which means it's only available on Audible and it's out right now. I'm so excited for this book because one of the common things I get asked is, how do I find my purpose in life? How do I know what my purpose is? And this book teaches you exactly how to uncover and live your purpose. So if you want to live a purposeful life, overcome fear, and live your dream life, this is for you. You can get it totally free when you sign up for a free trial with Audible. How cool is that? All you have to do is head to melissaambrosini.com/purposeful. That's PURPOSEFULL to get it in your ears today. I also have some purposeful bonuses that you can get your hands on. I'm so excited for you to hear this book and cannot wait to hear your thoughts. So for this week only, if you rate and review the book on Audible, I will send you free access to my Manifestation Masterclass. All you need to do is send a screenshot of your review to hello@melissaambrosini.com and I will send that over to you straight away. Enjoy Purposeful. Hey, beautiful, and welcome back to the show. I'm so grateful that you're here and so excited that we get to spend some time together today. So, recently on my Instagram stories, I asked what you guys wanted me to do more Monday Motivation episodes about. And one of the common things that came back was that you wanted to know how I structure my days for success and how you can do it too. So today I'm going to spill all the beans so that you can create a successful, thriving day for yourself. So I'm going to run you through my day and then tell you how to optimize your day for success. Keep in mind that this is what works for me. And I'm not saying that this is going to work for everyone. I'm purely just sharing what works for me, what has really helped me over the years create the life that I have and the success that I have and the freedom that I have. And I hope that whether you take one nugget of wisdom out of this or two things or three things, it doesn't matter. Just always come back and tune in with your body and do what feels right for you and take what resonates and leave the rest. Okay, so let's dive in. So this is how I structure my days for success. So I pretty much wake up at around 5:30 every single day. And I don't have an alarm. I don't have blinds or curtains on one of the big windows in our bedroom. So I wake when the sun wakes and I really love that. This is great if you don't have streetlights outside your window. If you do have streetlights outside your window, then probably get some blockout curtains because you don't want those beaming into your bedroom. But all I see when I lay in my bed is the stars and the moon, and it's really beautiful. So try and wake up at the same time each day. This will help you establish a routine. And if you say that you're not a morning person, neither was I. But I retrained myself to be one. All the most successful people in the world have one thing in common. They rise early and they start their day filling themselves up, which we'll talk about in a moment. But Start your day getting up early, not pressing snooze a million times, and get up and get out of bed straight away. And really commit to getting up at the same time if you can. So that is something that I've done for many years that I swear by, that really allows me to set the tone for the day. The days where I have slept in, whether I'm on holidays, and maybe I sleep until 6 or 6:30, I just don't feel as energized as I do when I wake up early. So that is the first thing. That is the first step to optimizing your day, waking up early and setting the same wake up time each day. So that's the first thing I do. The second thing I do is I then start my day with a self-loving morning routine. Now, this can be 30 minutes or 1 hour. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that you fill yourself up first. Do not reach for your phone and do social media and emails first thing in the morning. No. Fill yourself up first. You can do Hal Elrod's Lifesavers, where SAVERS is an acronym, which stands for, the S stands for stillness. So that would be some form of meditation. The A is affirmations. So repeating some affirmations. You can do this whilst you're in the shower. Then the V stands for visualization. So doing some sort of visualization. E is for exercise. R is for reading. And then the S is for scribing, also known as journaling. So start your day with a morning routine, self-loving morning routine. Even if it's just 15 minutes, it does not matter. As long as you start your day filling yourself up, and you can try Hal Elrod's Lifesavers. Once you have filled yourself up, then you can move on to the next step. So the third thing that will really help you optimize your day is getting in a healthy breakfast, having a shower. Once you've done your morning routine, having a shower, getting in a healthy breakfast and lots of water. I always start my day first thing with a big liter of clean filtered water with lemon juice in it. And I just love that. Helps flush out any toxins and gets my digestion going and humming along smoothly. The next thing I do is start my work. So I commit to work hours. Even though I work from home and I don't have a boss standing over my shoulder, I give myself work hours. So for me, sometimes I'm sitting down at 7:30, sometimes 8, depends what's going on that day. But usually I'm sitting at around 7:30, 8, and I'll work until 12 o'clock and I will laser focus. Literally, I will not get up unless I need to go to the bathroom or get some more water. And in that time, I do all of my MITs, my most important tasks. I'm not checking social media. I'm not checking my email. This is my time where I'm writing books or writing blog posts or creating programs or mapping out a talk that I'm giving or mapping out my next podcast or whatever it is. This is when I do my most important tasks for the day. So set yourself work hours. Even if you work from home, this structure that I'm giving you is very beneficial for people who work from home for themselves. I think it's really important that even though we do work from home, we create a bit of a routine for ourselves. This is how you thrive. Humans love routine. We thrive on routine. And this is how I get so much done, which was one of the questions that you guys asked me is, how do I get so much done? How do I achieve so much? This is how I have a structured day. So after I've done my laser focus MIT time, then I make sure I have a break. I will make lunch for Nick and I, and we will take it down to the beach. We live very, very, very close to the beach. So I will take it to the beach and we will eat our lunch in the sun and then maybe have a swim or a walk or bump into some friends down at the beach and have a chat and a catch up, which is really lovely. But we take that time for ourselves. We try and carve out a really nice break for ourselves, especially to balance out all of the computer time that we have just done. And then after lunch, after we have rebalanced and had a swim and got our feet in the sand and got that sun on our skin, we will come back. And the afternoon is for more of the less focused work items, things like meetings or appointments or errands or interviews, things like that. It's really important for me that I don't schedule most important tasks in the afternoon. I find my attention is not as sharp as it is in the morning. So the afternoon is for meetings with my team, appointments or any errands that I need to do or any interviews. And then I clock off my workday by cleaning up my desk and closing my computer at around 5 o'clock. Then I do my afternoon meditation and then make dinner, and then it's lover's time and I put my phone on airplane mode in the cupboard and I don't touch it and I don't touch my computer in the evenings. That's really a very sacred and special time for my husband and I to connect. And it's really important that you have a proper clock off time. When I first started as an entrepreneur, we would work until 11 o'clock at night. And it's so easy to do because you love what you do and you can just work, 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 work. But that is not sustainable. And it's really important that you take time to rebalance and fill yourself back up. So clocking off and then having some sort of pattern break, whether it's a meditation or dive in the ocean or some exercise, a walk, whatever it is for you. And then we always have an early dinner so that we give our digestion enough time to digest our dinner before we go to bed. And we are in bed pretty early. I'm usually asleep by 8 o'clock. So that is how I structure my day. Humans love routine, order, and structure. And this is what's worked for me. Being an entrepreneur and working from home and having multiple projects and businesses on the go, this is what works for me. I am not saying that this is going to work for everyone. You have to do you and feel into what feels good for you and do that. But maybe take some of these ideas and try them out and see how they resonate with you. And then let me know. I would love to hear. Let me know on Instagram. I'd love to hear what has resonated with you, what you are going to try, and if you're going to try anything. So head on over to Instagram and follow me at Melissa Ambrosini and do a story or a post and tell me what you got out of this episode. And I will personally respond to you. So I hope that was super helpful for you. Thank you so much for being here and wanting to be the best, the healthiest, and the happiest version of yourself. And for showing up today for you, you rock. Now, if there's someone in your life that you can think of that would really benefit from this episode, please share it with them right now. You can take a screenshot, share it on your social media, email it to them, text it to them. Do whatever you've got to do to get this in their ears. And until next time, don't forget that love is sexy. Healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word.